Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Last time on Missouri Environment, we told you about Mark Glenshaw of St. Louis, the so-called Owlman, who over the course of 9 years says he has ventured into that city's forest park about 2,500 times to follow the goings-on of two great horned owls, who he has named Charles and Sarah. Years ago, he began doing what he calls owl prowls, where maybe a half dozen folks go with him on a guided tour of the owl's territory. A couple of months back, I went along on one.
Coming out from Chesterfield. Cool.
Before the prowl began, Glenshaw handed out binoculars to the school kids.
I'll give these to you. Go ahead and keep these around your neck. Are you a sixth grader as well?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Then about an hour before sunset, the owl prowl began, with Glenshaw at the front of the pack.
If I'm going somewhere slowly, very cautiously, please do the same. If I'm walking real fast because we're trying to follow an owl that just went flying by, do the same.
We move quickly over some grasslands and into an area with more trees, stopping, starting, and listening for clues. Glenshaw's led hundreds of prowls, and he knows his stuff.
When it comes to birds of prey, owls and hawks and eagles and falcons and vultures, the girls are bigger than the boys.
Sixth grader Jack Kaiser of St. Louis County is on the prowl.
I just decided that it'd be neat to see some, real owls instead of just seeing photos and videos of them.
30 minutes into the prowl, Jack gets his wish because we see Charles.
Oh, he's facing the other way. Okay, see that big hump on that branch? He's facing that way.
Oh, I see
him.
He's
huge.
I see him.
But no Sarah. Not quite yet.
So I heard Sarah. Sarah's down there. So very quickly, stay with me. Let's go out and find her.
And we did a couple of minutes later.
That's Sarah. She's darker as well. So Charles is ahead of her, maybe to the right.
I saw her for 1 second, but now I can't see her anymore.
You saw her, Amy?
Yeah.
Sarah, how are you doing?
I see you.
Good.
Yeah,
you guys are getting really good.
Glenshaw snaps a few photographs after Charles and Sarah settle down near the top of two trees not far away.
I can really see him hoot. Watch the feathers on under his tail and the feathers on his neck. That area on his neck is called a guler sac.
The owls moved even closer together and were only a few feet apart.
You see him, Jack?
Now notice how Charles responded right away to Sarah's response. A duet is like any other conversation. It starts slowly and picks up speed.
And they're still singing, and yet they're only 2 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Eventually, Charles and Sarah flew farther away. It was dark and time for us to go back to the starting point. None of us would probably see Charles and Sarah again. Well, except for Glenshaw, who told me he was out again the next evening on another search for the two great horned owls. That's it for Missouri Environment this time around. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.